Noong unang panahon, sa malayong lugar, may isang batang babaeng wala nang ginawa araw-araw.
Daisy Briones is reading a Filipino folk story in Tagalog. Her audience on this stormy Saturday morning is just two young listeners and their mother. But that's not stopping Briones' enthusiasm.
Nang umagang iyon, sa halip na lugaw ay sunog na sinain.
She's reading a fable about how pineapples came to be. The lesson should sound somewhat familiar to anyone who's read moralistic children's books. Basically, listen to your mother or you might turn into a pineapple. Later, as everyone is snacking on the pineapple she brought for the occasion, Briones asked 10-year-old Megan and 7-year-old Limo about the story.
Don't you think it has moral value?
What's the theme about it?
Don't listen to your mom.
Yeah. What else?
Don't play with your friends.
What?
You can play with your friends, but after doing your household chores.
Briones says the idea for Tagalog Storytime came about for this year's Filipino-American History Month as a way to connect children to Filipino culture.
I'm sure there will be a lot of parents who would like their kids, especially the Tagalog-speaking ones. It would be a lot easier for kids to understand Tagalog if they can hear a story and sort of relate with that story.
The Filipino community makes up more than a third of Kodiak's population today, according to the Alaska Humanities Forum. Filipinos began settling in coastal Alaska in the early 1900s, working in canneries and on whaling ships. Mary Gillis Haver, president of the Kodiak Filipino American Association, highlighted the community's legacy in Alaska during a recent borough assembly meeting.
PhilAm have a rich history of public and military services and have contributed significantly to the entire spectrum of Alaska's workforce, from the mining, fishing, and oil industries to healthcare, education, service industry, entrepreneurship.
Today, many Filipinos in Kodiak are second or third generation, but others like Briones grew up in the Philippines and immigrated. She says speaking Tagalog is one of the ways parents are able to pass on Filipino culture to their children.
Definitely, because when you're in the Philippines, they're going to speak in Tagalog. And so, especially the older people, they would really appreciate it if you could understand them, because sometimes they have difficulty speaking in English.
At home, Megan and Limo speak a mix of Tagalog, English, and a regional language called Bisaya. Their mother, Lani Abayon, says sometimes multilingualism is just about being able to communicate better.
Sometimes it's hard for us to speak English fluently, so we need to mix it, especially they are in school right now. So some of the words we can't understand, so it's important. Like, example, if they're gonna go home in the Philippines, they know our language too.
Depending on scheduling, Briona says the library is trying to make Tagalog Storytime a monthly event going forward. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.